It's circle time. That's what they call it in my daughter's kindergarten class anyway. It's time to share what happened last night on Halloween in your neighborhood. 1-800-330-9999. Johnny, what happened last night?
We got so many trick-or-treaters at our house. And some of it was like these little punk kids that they were going through our yard.
Punk kids were going through your yard?
Wait a minute. What? Why weren't you out going through somebody else's yard?
I didn't go trick-or-treating.
Why?
Why not?
I don't know. Anxiety.
Aww.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's
you know what?
Bad,
if that's really how you feel, then obviously.
Happy on the radio. Be on the radio.
Yeah, no anxiety about that.
Right. He's like, I'll talk to millions of people. No problem.
We'll see what we can do, Johnny.
Yeah, all right, Johnny.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
All right. Did you have people at your house, Raven?
We did. You know, it was only like 15, 20 at the most. Not a lot. And, you know, we were on after looking at like the neighborhood share app, and so many people were saying the same thing. And then there was like 2-3 neighborhoods that they were like, yeah, we had 400 kids by 8 o'clock. We had to turn it off.
Yeah. So this was, you know, I moved a couple months ago and my old house was a drop off street where we would get on average 400 to 500 kids every single year. And it was a huge deal. We had a big party.
You had a display. You would have a different theme every year.
All out. And last night at our new home, which, you know, we kind of moved to the woods, so it was expected, not a single person. But
that's sad.
I feel bad for the people that bought our house. You know when you write a letter with a bottle of champagne, like, you know.
Yeah, wishing them well.
I said to them, I go, I hope you guys like Halloween. I'm warning you, you need 6 bags of Costco candy. Don't give more than 2 per kid. You're not going to make it through the night. So a couple of my daughter's friends went to the old neighborhood, and they wrote that they looked shell-shocked. I was like, I warned those people. What do they want? You know?
Don't fail us now.
Rhonda, what happened last night for Halloween?
Yeah, so I went to a Halloween party. It was at the house of one of my boyfriend's friends. Obviously went with him. And I was dressed in a scary, you know, costume. I went as Samara from The Ring. So I had like a big like black wig on. I had white face paint on, whatever. I didn't really look like myself. So I go, you know, it's a huge house party. They go all out. They throw these every year. It gets very, like, rowdy. One of my boyfriend's friends comes up and starts talking to me as if we don't know each other. I thought it was, like, a bit, like, he recognized me and was like, oh, you know, just, like, playing dumb because I was in the costume and he was dressed up, too. So I started, you know, kind of just, like, giving it back to him and, like, giving him a hard time. And then as time went, it was, like, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes we're talking, and I was like, oh, he really doesn't know who I am. And he was, like, kind of flirting with me. But it got to the point where he actually was like, sorry, what's your name again? Can I get your number? And I was like, it's me. It's Rhonda. So, I just thought that was really funny. My boyfriend did think it was hilarious. My boyfriend's friend was absolutely mortified.
It all sounds suspect to me, Anna Zapp.
I'm surprised just by how many people go to parties on Tuesday nights.
It was a rager. It was a rager for a Tuesday night.
All right.
How often do you actually encounter a costume where you can't tell
the
who
little
it is
person
there?
Is?
It
yes.
It doesn't happen all that often. So.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. What happened last night on Halloween? Circle time. Everybody gather on the mat. It's like kindergarten. We're going to share our stories. What happened last night on Halloween? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What happened to you?
So it was the end of the night, and me and my friends are going down this road, and we come across a house with a bowl of full-size candy bars, and we just, like, took all the candy in the bowl.
Do you feel good about yourself,
and
Wesley? Does that seem nice?
And wound up with, like, 40 full-size candy bars.
Wesley.
It's late at night. It's the end of the road for these candy bars, all right? If they don't eat them, there's going to be a raccoon out there with diabetes.
No. 40?
Yeah,
you
I'm
took
doing them
40, Wesley.
What kind of candy bars were they?
Tons of different ones, like Kit Kats, Snickers.
Oh, that's the good
Reese's,
combo. Yeah, I mean, Reese's, too. Yeah. That's the good combo, Anna.
Wesley, for your punishment, you have to bring them to us. And we'll take them off your hands.
Yeah. We'll absolve you of your sins.
All right.
And Raven, Mary, what happened on Halloween?
I work in a supermarket, and we had 3 punk kids that tried to steal sushi.
What?
Wait a minute.
So what are they going to do with the sushi?
So random. They were like, you know what? Everybody's distracted, man. It's Halloween. There's not a cop anywhere.
Take the sushi.
You can rob Fort Knox. Let's get it.
Is
sushi.
That a California roll?
Did you guys stop them, or are you not allowed to stop them? You push a cart in front of them?
They asked for it. No, one of our managers actually caught them.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love a good tackle. I mean, it might cost you your career, but it teaches somebody a lesson.
Megan, what happened on Halloween?
So yesterday I was driving home from work and I was listening to you guys' radio show and you had that ghost expert on.
Yeah.
And it was when he was playing those audio tapes.
The EVPs.
And when he was playing them, it was crazy. So when he was playing them, my radio cut out and I got so freaked out, I turned the radio off. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'm driving through a dead zone. Let me turn it back on. And the radio still wasn't working. So I had to change stations because I was so freaked out.
Well,
that's a little freaky deaky.
We've brought like demons onto the air with us.
Hey, no. You said that. I'm not liable for anything. Watch out for that radio. Do yourself a favor.
So
don't let
scary.
It drive you home.
Yeah, and don't switch the station again.
All right. Yeah, right. I mean, just stay here. No matter what. I mean, at least endure with us.
Yeah.
Hey, Leone, what happened last night on Halloween?
Oh, my God. Terrible experience because I spent a lot of money, bought candy. I bought goodie bags for put the candy, separate everything, put the thing. My kids, nobody come in my house.
No person.
I make like 50 bags, goodie bags for the kids for coming. Nobody.
Aww.
Nobody.
It's
now
so
about,
sad.
Yeah. Now I have to send the candy for the church Saturday. Yeah. For the kids in the church.
Or you can eat it all yourself today.
No, I don't like candy.
Clearly, Raven likes candy. Raven,
it's not going to eat itself.
Raven could not make it through this break without shoving a Kit Kat in his mouth.
It's not going to eat itself.
Are you done? Swallow. We are professionals, Raven. What is wrong with you?
I mean, if you say so.